ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर 30th टेक्स्ट नंबर 26. दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास. नमः कमल किंजल का पिशंगा मलवासे सर्वभूता निवासाया नमो युंश महिसाक्षिणे. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Dear Lord, the garment you have put, one is yellowish in color like the saffron of a lotus flower. But it is not made of anything material. Since you live in everyone's heart, you are the direct witness of all activities of all living entities. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Purport. In this verse, the dress of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His all-pervasive nature are described. The Lord puts on a dress that is yellow, but such a garment is never to be considered material. The garment of the Lord are also the Lord. They are non-different from the Lord because they are spiritual in nature. The word Sarvabhuta Nivasaya further clarifies how Lord Vishnu lives in everyone's heart and acts as the direct witness of all activities of the conditioned soul. Within this material world, the conditioned soul has desires and acts in accordance with his desires. All these acts are observed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto Mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Bhagavad Gita 15.15. The Lord is present in everyone's heart, and He gives the living entity intelligence. According to the desires of the living entity, the Lord makes him remember or forget. If the living entity is demoniac and wants to forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord gives him the intelligence to be able to forget the Supreme Lord forever. Similarly, when a devotee wants to serve the Supreme Lord, the Lord as Paramatma gives the devotee the intelligence to make progress in devotional service. The Lord directly witnesses our activities and experiences our desires. The Supreme Lord gives us the facilities to act in the way we wish. Hare Krishna. So today is the disappearance festival of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So we'll discuss something about Srila Rupa Goswami. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Srila Kaviraj Goswami explains, quoting Kavi Karanapur, the beautiful character of Rupa Goswami. We will just take two verses. Yah prag eva priya guna ganair gada bado pi mukto gehad dyasad rasa eva paro murta evapi amurtaha prema lapair dridatara parivanga rangai prayage tam sri rupam samam anupame na nujagraha devaha. From the very beginning, Srila Rupa Goswami was deeply attracted by the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus he was permanently relieved from all family life. Srila Rupa Goswami and his younger brother Vallabha were blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Lord was transcendentally situated in His transcendental eternal form at Prayag, He told Rupa Goswami about the transcendental ecstatic love for Krishna. The Lord then embraced him very fondly and bestowed all his mercy upon him. Priya swarupe, daita swarupe, prema swarupe, sahajabirupe, nijanurupe, prabhure karupe, tatanurupe, svavilasarupe. Everything ends with rupe. Indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Swarup Damodar, was the exact replica of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was very, very dear to the Lord. Being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He very carefully followed the principles enunciated by the Lord. And he was a competent person to explain properly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded his mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami just so he could render service by writing transcendental literatures. Hare Krishna. Yesterday, Chikshastakam Prabhu was explaining about the Rupa of the Lord. So today we'll discuss about Rupa Goswami. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, Srila Prabhupada explains in one place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited different qualities of his through his different devotees. And these qualities are very, very attractive to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By seeing these qualities, this Vaishnava behavior, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become very ecstatic. He would be very happy. And the most important qualities, the four most important qualities are explained. One is the humility, second is tolerance, and continence or self-control or neutrality. And Mahaprabhu exhibited these qualities through some of his most confidential associates. And just to prove the fact, the power of devotional service, Lord Chaitanya made an arrangement to make these devotees most fallen from the material point of view. But by making them act in the principle of devotional service, which is very powerful, Lord Chaitanya raised them to the highest platform. He made one such devotee, Haridas Thakur, as the Acharya of the Holy Name. And he made Srila Rupa Goswami the head of the Sampradaya. Therefore, all the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnava are called as Rupanugas. And he made Srila Ramanandra, who appeared in a Shudra family, to be the storehouse of all the knowledge about the highest concept of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. These are the three most important three Vaishnavas who contributed so much for the Gaudiya Vaishnava. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explains that without the mercy of the six Goswamis, one cannot understand anything about devotional principles. Our devotional service remains on a very superficial platform. One may try to practice the process of Krishna consciousness as given by the Acharyas, especially by Rupa Goswami. But as long as one does not understand what it takes, what kind of disposition it takes, what kind of mindset it takes to practice this process, if that is not there, then the process of Krishna consciousness itself will not give desired result as early as possible. It may take long time and one may lose confidence in the process. Therefore, the character of Rupa Goswami is very, very important. It is explained in one of the literature, what was the background of Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Especially Rupa Goswami, who was expert, it was his natural quality, he was very artistic. He could carve deities. He was a great artist. He was just like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was a great astrologer and a mathematician. And about languages, he knew many languages fluently. With all of this great scholarship, naturally he attracted the attention of the then king, the Nawab Hussain Shah. And Nawab Hussain Shah made Rupa Goswami his private secretary, giving a big remuneration. In fact, Nawab Hussain Shah considered Rupa and Sanatan Goswami his own brothers. That was their closeness to the Nawab Hussain Shah. But with all of these facilities, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were not satisfied. They were always hankering to associate with great devotees, to advance in spiritual life. So therefore, somehow or other, they came to know about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they would continue to write letters to Lord Chaitanya, asking for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to come to Vrindavan, it was amazing that Lord Chaitanya took a D-route. It was not the regular route to come to Vrindavan. He came to Ram Keli. And he just came to meet Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. Because their devotion was so powerful, they actually captured Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His heart was conquered by Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya came to Ram Keli. And then, when Rupa Sanatan Goswami came to know that Lord Chaitanya has come to Ram Keli Gram, they disguised themselves. In fact, they changed their regular dress. They were the ministers. They came in a regular clothes, very simple clothes, and came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that act itself, the way they came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so humbling. They had clumps of straw in their mouth, and they had tied a cloth around their neck. And they offered prostrated obeisances to Lord Chaitanya from a distance place. And then, very beautifully they started offering prayers with great humility. And the whole set of prayers of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami proves that only the quality of humility attracts the Lord. It is rare to see that we find they are glorified because they knew the language, they knew the maths, astrology, or the art of carving the deities. For that they are not glorified. That is only mentioned in one place, in one small book. They are famous not because of these qualities, but they are famous because of their humility, which was glorified by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rupa Sanatan, by their behavior itself, they exhibited this quality. In fact, when our devotees are performing this drama, the deliverance of Rupa Sanatan, in our practice session, Madhvacharya Prabhu, simply remembering these prayers, you are supposed to, say these prayers. Without fail, every day there would be tears in his eyes. You can imagine when Lord Chaitanya heard these prayers of Rupa Sanatan, Mahaprabhu says that he told Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, stop. He said, stop, don't speak anymore. Said, because your prayers, your humility is so great, it breaks my heart. Our false ego breaks the hearts of other devotees. But here Rupa and Sanatan Goswami's humility was so great that Lord Chaitanya had to stop them. He said, stop. He said, it is breaking my heart. Because here Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami presented their condition. What is their condition? And they presented the condition of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And comparing both of their condition, they developed some hope. A hope of delivering from the materialistic cycle so that they can attain devotional service to the Supreme Lord. One Vaishnava Acharya mentions, one may pray to God saying that, God, you are great. But as long as one does not understand one's own condition, their prayers cannot be out of that intensity. When we understand our position in relation to the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that desperation attracts the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, when they came in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they started speaking, said, "My dear Lord, we are so fallen that we cannot even speak about our fallen condition." They said, "Mattulyo nasti papatma na aparadicha kashchan." He said, "There is no one more sinful than we two brothers. And not even, one cannot say what is our offenses." Rupa and Sanatan Goswami said, that, "My dear Lord, we are ashamed to speak about our sinful activities. We are ashamed. But still we want to speak about this. Why? Because we have heard about you, your glories, your munificent nature. We know that you are the personification of most liberal personality. You can bestow your causeless mercy upon us." And Rupa and Sanatan Goswami explain that, "My dear Lord, let us prove that if you are really the personification of deliverer of the most fallen, then here we are, who are the most fallen." They started telling that to deliver Jagai Madai, you didn't have to exert so much. Because what was their position? They were born in a Brahmin family. They stayed in Navadip Dham. And they never took job in the low class people. Their only disqualification was that they were engaged in sinful activity. But what is this sinful activity? Rupa Sanatan Goswami say, what is this sinful activity? Even the dim reflection of the holy name, the Naam Abhas, can destroy all the sinful reaction. They chanted the holy name as a blasphemy to you, but that name itself delivered them. So therefore, you did not exert yourself to deliver them. But here we are, we two brothers. We are a million times more fallen than Jagai and Madai. Because we have taken shelter, actual taking shelter of the fallen people. Because we have taken shelter of these fallen people who are cows, meat eater, against the Brahmanical culture, therefore our position is very, very low. In fact, it is hopeless. But because we have heard about your glories, we have developed some desire. What is that desire? That we want to be delivered. Our position is like a dwarf trying to capture a moon. It is not possible. But because we have heard your glories, we have developed this strong desire to be delivered by you. So therefore, deliver us. And by hearing these prayers of Rupa Sanatan Goswami, their real character, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, melted. And he said, "Stop." And instantly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them initiation. Before speaking anything else, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated them. For us to be initiated, it takes long time. We have to go through different kinds of tests. Because there is no guarantee. Actually, we'll believe, we will behave in the future the same way we are behaving now also. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not like this to Rupa and Sanatan. Instantly, he changed their names. He said, "Now I name you as Rupa and Sanatan Goswami." Then he started speaking, "You are my eternal associates." And even after being initiated by Lord Chaitanya, even after being ordered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I order you that you go to Vrindavan, get released from your materialistic activities. Rupa Sanatan Goswami, again, when they met Lord Chaitanya in Prayag, this time Sanatan Goswami was captured. Rupa Goswami went along with his younger brother Anupam Goswami. Again, he fell down from a distance. He had a rope, he had a cloth around his neck. Again, some grass in his mouth. And he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing with great ecstatic symptoms. He was jumping, he was dancing, he was chanting the names of Lord Hari loudly. And there was a great crowd assembled to see the beautiful dance of Lord Chaitanya. Rupa Goswami and Anupam did not rush themselves. They were lying in a ground, offering obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya saw them, again Rup Goswami and Anupam, they started offering prayers to Lord Chaitanya with great humility. And then Rup Goswami compiled this verse, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishya Namaha. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Rup Goswami about Sanatan Goswami, they discussed. And then Lord Chaitanya saw Vallabha Bhatt coming from there. Vallabha Bhattacharya was a great scholar, great devotee of the Lord, born in a Brahmin family. And when Vallabha Bhattacharya came there, he saw something strange phenomena. That Rupa Goswami and Vallabha Bhatta, that is Anupam, the brother of Srila Rupa Goswami, they were constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. And when Vallabha Bhattacharya saw that, he wanted to embrace Rupa Goswami. He ran towards Rupa. And Rupa Goswami started running away from him. He said, don't come close to me. If you touch me, you will become fallen. If you touch me, you will be contaminated. Rupa Goswami was running. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Vallabha Bhatta, he said, Vallabha Bhattacharya, don't touch him. He is born in a low family. His activities are fallen. So therefore, you are a great aristocrat. So do not touch Rupa Goswami. Vallabhattacharya could realize that Lord Chaitanya is hinting something at Vallabhacharya. And then immediately chanted. He said, what? He said, these two brothers are continuously chanting the holy name of the Lord. And he quoted the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by Devahuti to Mother, Mother Devahuti to Lord Kapila Muni. He said, Aho bata supachoto gariyan, yad jivvagre vartite namatubhyam. He said, anyone who can chant the holy name of the Lord continuously, he should be considered as, you know, chanted the holy names, performed tapasya, read all the scriptures. He is worshipable even if he is born in a low class family. And Vallabhacharya went and tried to embrace Rupa Goswami. And again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so fascinated. He glorified Rupa Goswami, saying that the power of devotion is so great that it can destroy all the contamination of one's low birth. So he's trying to glorify Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami's humility was so pleasing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya had ordered all of his devotees that you please bestow your mercy, that they become so powerful and write the scriptures which are in connection with devotional service. Again, while writing the glorious Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and other Vedic literature, Srila Rupa Goswami again proves his humility. And that has been quoted by Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because all the literatures were compiled before Chaitanya Charitamrita was compiled. Rupa Goswami had compiled Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In fact, Sanatana Goswami had compiled Harida Bhakti Vilas before Rupa Goswami compiled Nectar of Devotion. He had compiled Ujjwala Neelamani. All the books were compiled. And then Kaviraj Goswami has picked up certain things from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he quotes this verse to prove the humility of Srila Rupa Goswami. He explains that I am been empowered, Hridayasya Prerenaya. Prerana is there originally under the Rupa Goswami's shloka. He said, only under the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am trying to compile this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Even though I am unqualified, Varako Rupopi. Varako means completely unqualified. But I am trying to do it on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the second introductory verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he is offering obeisances to his Ishtadev Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in fact, It is explained by Kaviraj Goswami that when Rupa Sanatana Goswami were living in Vrindavan, and anybody would come to Jagannath Puri, it was a common talk amongst devotees. What they would talk about? They would not talk about Krishna's pastimes. They would talk about the activities of Rupa and Sanatana. They would not ask devotees, those who come back from Vrindavan, what did you see in Vrindavan? Which shop you went and drank lassi? They would not discuss about that. They were discussing about where do these two Goswamis live? What are their activities? What do they eat? How do they engage their day in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That was the regular talk amongst the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. That's what Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then, the devotees who had visited Rupa and Sanatana, they would speak. They would say, what can we speak about Rupa and Sanatana? They said, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, every day, they stay under different trees. What do they eat? They eat some dry rotis. Prabhupada translates that as bread. They eat dry bread and they eat some fried chickpeas. That is their food. And then every day they are writing literatures connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometime they write Vedic literature and sometime they are absorbed in the thoughts of their Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they would say that they only sleep for 1.5 hours. And sometimes they don't even do that, because they are so absorbed in the chantings of the holy names of the Lord, they forget to sleep also. And by hearing these activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, all the devotees in Mayapur, all the devotees in Jagannath Puri would be wonderstruck. They had such an attraction and affection for Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And it is explained by Srila Prabhupada that why Srila Prabhupada chose to stay in Radha Damodar temple. One time when he was staying in Radha Damodar temple, he saw there was a huge group of devotees coming. That was all a vision, not a dream. And in that vision he saw a big group of devotees, and Rupa Goswami was sitting underneath the tamal tree. And Srila Prabhupada saw himself there. And all the energy of Rupa Goswami, the light which was emanating from Rupa Goswami, got transformed into the body of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore Srila Prabhupada decided to stay there, so that he can actually get inspiration from Srila Rupa Goswami to compile Vedic literature and also to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Rupa Goswami explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that I am engaged in writing this literature, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, with the intention of spreading the glories of the Lord's holy name to all over the world. And I am incompetent, but the work has to be done. And because whatever I compile, it is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it will be purifying. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we see that when the Mangalacharan is offered, in one place the great devotees, they offer obeisances to their Ishtadev, offer obeisances to their Lord, but at the same time they also offer Ashirvad, blessings. How is it possible at one place he is talking about humility and at the same place he is also talking about giving blessings? Rupa Goswami explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, even though the fire is ignited by a low class man, because it is fire and any gold particles, when they are put in the fire, what happens? It becomes pure. It becomes very clean. Similarly, Rupa Goswami says, even though the book has been written by a low class person like me, but because the whole book is connected to the Supreme Lord, it is related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is guaranteed that it will cleanse the gold-like devotees. They will shine forth by reading this Vedic literature. And again, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying in Jagannath Puri, Rupa Goswami came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came back, this time he was always compiling different books. He was quite famous amongst the devotees, but the behavior did not change. He came, again he was lying down in the ground. And Haridas Thakur told, "My dear Lord Chaitanya, just see, Rupa Goswami has arrived and he is offering obeisances to you." Mahaprabhu embraced Rupa Goswami. And every day he started coming to meet Rupa Goswami at Siddha Bakul. And it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the compilation of Rupa Goswami. And he was very much astounded. And one day, when Rupa Goswami, after attending the Rath Yatra festival, he saw that Lord Chaitanya was chanting some verses. And they are all mundane verses, not connected to devotional service. There is a book called Kavya Prakash, which talks about mundane love between a boy and girl. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly chant this in front of the Rath cart. Most devotees could not understand why Lord Chaitanya chants these verses. But Rupa Goswami immediately recognized, immediately understood the reason behind Lord Chaitanya chanting these verses. And when Mahaprabhu had gone, Rupa Goswami compiled exact verse and he transformed that verse in a devotional way. And he stuck it outside the hut of Haridas Thakur and he had gone for taking his bath. And when Lord Chaitanya came back there, he was fascinated by the handwriting of Rupa Goswami. Again, it is explained that Rupa Goswami's handwriting was so beautiful. Everything was beautiful about Rupa Goswami. His humility, his behavior, his writing, his character. So naturally, Mahaprabhu took it out and he started reading that. And he was wonderstruck. He said, "How is that somebody can understand my mind?" And meanwhile, Rupa Goswami was coming from his bath. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mildly slapped Rupa Goswami out of affection. And he said, "How did you understand my heart?" And he asked this question to Sarup Damodar Goswami. And Sarup Damodar Goswami said, "My dear Lord, when I read his compilation, when Rupa Goswami had compiled the verse glorifying the holy name, he said, when I saw that verse, I was so fascinated, I realized that by seeing this compilation, I came to know that you have empowered Rupa Goswami. He has already attained your mercy. Only because you have bestowed your mercy upon Rupa Goswami, therefore we can understand that he is able to write this kind of literatures. Because to understand the mind of the Lord is very difficult. People have big problem understanding Krishna's words of Bhagavad Gita. There are hundreds of books which people have written on the words of Krishna, but most are confusing. And then what to speak of Krishna's pastimes? Bhagavatam, more confusion is there. And to understand the mind of the Lord, we can't understand our own mind, which is so restless. And the mind of the Supreme Personality of God, it is most difficult to understand. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya himself was surprised. Then how is that you are able to understand my mind? And Sarup Damodar Goswami confirmed that, "My dear Lord, you have bestowed your mercy upon Srila Rupa Goswami." And Lord Chaitanya was so much eager and so fond about Rupa and Sanatan. When Rupa Goswami came to Jagannath Puri, he called upon Advaita Acharya. He called upon Nityanand Prabhu. And he specifically asked them that, "You please bestow all of your mercy to Rupa and Sanatan, to Rupa Goswami, so that he can become very powerful. Powerful in devotional service. Powerful in understanding the conclusion of the Shastras." And Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they would actually go and take blessings from all the devotees. When Lord Chaitanya met them, and at the first time, Nityanand Prabhu was there, Haridas Thakur was there, and so many other devotees were there. And Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami, he said, "You go and take blessings of all these devotees." And it is explained that even after getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, they didn't consider that, okay, we have the highest one now. They actually went to every devotee and they would fall prostrated and take blessings of all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of their humility, their quality of humility, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy that he bestowed this quality. They became the acharyas of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And without their mercy, Narottam Das Thakur explains that without the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, without the mercy of the six Goswamis, one cannot understand anything about devotional service. Devotional service remains on a very, very superficial platform. Srila Prabhupada quotes, in Vrindavan, the Prakrita Sahajiyas, what do they say? He talks this in regards to the activities of Rupa Goswami. They would write sometime Vedic literature. And the Prakrita Sahajiyas, they say that actually writing books and reading books is the faculty of the jnanis. Devotees don't read them. They are only absorbed in hearing the pastimes of the Lord. But Srila Prabhupada writes that just see, Lord Chaitanya empowered them and they wrote these books and they released these books. They would converse amongst each other their own literatures. They would speak about it. They would discuss about it. And that's how they make great advancement in spiritual life. In fact, what was the character of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami? They were dhira dhira janapriya. A Vaishnava is considered Vaishnava in highest degree when simply by seeing him one can be transformed. And that was the character of Rupa Goswami. Simply by seeing them, even the most fallen people, the most roughened people could be converted. That was the character of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And even though they had that kind of character, they lived such a simple life. And therefore we see that all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they derive great inspiration from Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. He is the Sampradaya Acharya. Srila Prabhupada never ever claimed that he started something new. If somebody says, just like the Ritvik people say that Prabhupada is, you know, totally special. He is special, but what does he say about himself? He said, my qualification is that I am follower of Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, the follower of six Goswamis, followers of his spiritual master. He never claimed that I started a sampradaya. That sampradaya acharya remains Rupa Goswami. And when we understand the literatures of all these great souls and following their footsteps, then our spiritual life becomes very sublime and easy to practice. And Rupa Goswami, in conclusion, there is a story in Bhakti Ratnakar. It is explained that one time he was absorbed in remembering some pastimes of the Lord. And suddenly he saw that the pastime disappeared. He was not able to recollect the pastime. He was wondering why this happened. Meanwhile, one insignificant Vaishnava, one practitioner, was about to come and meet Rupa Goswami. And he saw Rupa Goswami smiling at him. And this Vaishnava felt very sad because this Vaishnava, you know, he was not able to walk properly. He was not good at looking. So this Vaishnava felt very sorry that, you know, Rupa Goswami also ridicules me. So he came to Sanatana Goswami to complain, just to tell him that I am so sorry. And Sanatana Goswami said, no, it is not like that. That Rupa Goswami is not laughing at you, he must be seeing some pastimes. You are misunderstanding. But meanwhile, when Rupa Goswami saw that he is not able to see the pastime, he instantly realized that I offended somebody. That was their sensitivity. And he came to this Vaishnava running. He came to Sanatana Goswami because Sanatana Goswami was a spiritual master. And Sanatana Goswami clarified the matter. He said, because of your laughing, this Vaishnava felt offended. And Rupa Goswami fell at the feet of this Vaishnava, saying that, please forgive me. Because they were so concerned about their heart not to be contaminated. We see that even such a great Vaishnava, even if you'd have disregarded, who cares? He's so small, and I've not offended anyway. He could have justified. But he didn't do like that. He actually came back to this Vaishnava, offered his obeisances, begged his forgiveness, you know, clarified the matter, and he felt relieved. And we can understand by this pastime what it takes to practice devotional service. Simply the process of Krishna consciousness, which we think that process means only chanting, hearing, worshipping the deity. The integral part of the process of Krishna consciousness is this kind of behaviors. Only when we try to work on this kind of behavior, then the process of Krishna consciousness becomes very sublime. It gives great satisfaction to practice. Otherwise, the process of Krishna consciousness, if these qualities are not developed or cultivated, it becomes a big burden. Srila Prabhupada explains in one place that the devotee of the Lord becomes very light by practicing devotional service. He explains in the 10th canto of Bhagavad that when a devotee practices devotional service, then he becomes very light. Therefore, one time Tamal Krishna Maharaj was explaining that when you are free from anxiety, then you can raise your hands and chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Rupa Sanatan and all the six Goswamis, not only they were light in physic, they would hardly eat anything, but at the same time, they were free from the burden of offending devotees. And they were always engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our Anand Nitai Prabhu was telling one story from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very nice point. That when Devanand Pandit, he asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to give Bhagavatam class. And Lord Chaitanya told him, it's a very inspiring one. Lord Chaitanya told Devanand Pandit, he said, when you are giving Bhagavatam class, he said, in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, what you have to describe and talk about, you have to talk about devotional service. He said, only when we talk about devotional service, the practical devotional service to the Lord, then that Bhagavatam class has some value. And then based upon that Bhagavatam class, one has to engage in the practical devotional service of the Lord. And the whole literature, what Rupa Goswami has presented, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it gives the disposition, the quality of the character in the introductory verses, and the rest is the process of Krishna consciousness. And when both of these things are combined, then we can realize what Rupa Goswami is giving, and we can realize the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, on this most auspicious occasion, on the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami, we should intensely pray. Srila Prabhupada would say, on the occasion of their appearance and disappearance, the acharyas, they manifest. And when we pray, directly they can hear our prayers. And they can bestow their mercy to the fallen conditioned souls. We are tormented by the bad character of arrogance, offenses against devotees, you know, taking devotional service for granted. Our position is very, very slippery. Anytime, from superficial level to devotional service, intense material sense gratification. So from that superficial level of devotional service, we have to convert to intense devotional service. And that can only be possible when we call out for the mercy of such great devotees like Rupa Goswami, who is our Sampradaya Acharya, who is our ancestor. And when we pray to them, then the substance of devotional service can be realized. the substance of Krishna consciousness can be realized. And then in any condition, by reading the books, we will not make the mistakes. We were discussing in our Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu classes that how some devotees, after some practice of Krishna consciousness, because of their bad experience, they change the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But by begging the mercy from Rupa Goswami, by reading their literature, we will not change the conclusion of the Shastras. Our mentalities will not change the conclusion of the Shastras. With full conviction, we will accept it and practice it and attain the highest perfection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.